I think we can stop looking now. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Remember the stockpiles of weapons in Iraq?
There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, those stockpiles. We were told by the UN inspectors in 2003 the stockpiles weren't there. We were told by the U.S. substitute inspectors that the stockpiles weren't there. And then yesterday we were told by Colin Powell that the stockpiles still remain to this day not there.
It turned out that we have not found any stockpiles. I think it's unlikely that we will find any stockpiles.
Secretary Powell's current thinking on why we thought there were stockpiles when there weren't stockpiles has to do with the source of the information.
Some of the sourcing that was used to give me the basis upon which to bring forward that judgment to the United Nations were flawed, were wrong.
So it appears somebody wasn't being completely honest with us, leaving us to wonder why the old regime stubbornly refused to tell the truth about the weapons it didn't have. Now, I'm not sure, but part of the reason may have been they thought we might invade them and that by pretending they had bioweapons or even a nuclear bomb, it might make us think twice. We, of course, tricked them by adopting a policy of not thinking twice.
You know, how much time do we need to see clearly that he's not disarming?
And I have a feeling that if any other nation tries to pull a fast one on us like that again, we may have to teach him a lesson by not thinking at all. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.